Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Whatever it is, that thorn in the flesh, it's not important what it was. The important thing we need to understand was it was something that greatly aggravated him. It was something that caused him a lot of trouble, a lot of problems. So much so, he asked God, he prayed to him three different times, God, would you take this from me? God, would you take this from me? God, would you take this from me? Three different times, God, would you take this thorn in the flesh? That he says that it's a messenger of Satan to buffet him. That word buffet there, it has the same meaning as a sharp, forceful blow. And so it seems to be something painful that Paul was suffering with. You can theorize on that all you want. It doesn't matter. But Paul doesn't want to be exalted above any kind of man. He just wants God to be seen. And so that leads you to think about suffering. And people will ask, well, I wonder why God allows suffering. That's one of those old, you know, questions that everybody's always had. If he's such a loving and merciful and graceful God, why does he allow suffering? Why do bad things happen to good people? And why does it seem that bad people sometimes have it better off, we think. I do want to say to you tonight, anything good that happens to a lost person on this earth is the only the best thing that'll ever happen to them. Because if they leave this walk of life without Christ, they're going to spend an eternity suffering in hell. So anything good is only going to happen for them here on earth. But if you look at the Gospel of John over in chapter 9, you'll see the story about a man who was born blind, and he'd been that way since birth. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, Jesus, it says, and Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. You see, these disciples were like most of the Jews. They believed if you had something wrong with you, that you had done something, you'd sinned, and therefore that was the payment you were having to make for your sin. You were stricken with leprosy. You were stricken with palsy. You were stricken with blindness. You were stricken with not being able to walk. And they believed that it was because of some sin you'd committed, or perhaps even your parents had committed, and you were the one having to pay for that. Now, I truly believe from what I've read in God's Word that that does happen. I believe that people do have to suffer a lot of things because of sin. But here in the case of this man, Jesus said, he's not sinned to cause this. His parents have not sinned to cause this. The reason this man has been this way from birth is so that the works of God should be made manifest in him. What that means is that God would be glorified when this man is healed. And some people think, well, that doesn't seem fair. Let me tell you what's not fair. What's not fair is that Jesus had to come and die for your sins. That's the not fair part. It's not fair that any of us should be able to be saved and go to heaven. That's not fair. It's God's grace that allows that. And simply His grace and His grace alone. But suffering. Sometimes we bring suffering on ourselves. There are instances when we do things and it causes things to happen to us. A man that drinks himself to death, he has caused that. He's the one that picked up the bottle and put it to his lips. If he comes down with liver cancer, he did that because he drank himself that way. If a man dies of a heart attack because he's 100 pounds overweight, it's his fault. He has ate badly all of his life and not exercised. A man that smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day and he comes down with lung cancer can't say that he's been treated unfairly. He brought that upon himself. We can't blame God for these things that happen to us when we're the ones that's causing it to happen. So when you talk about praying that God won't allow this to happen, but you continue on doing the thing that's causing you the harm, You can't say that God's responsible for that. But what about people that get things that they did not cause, such as this blind man? I know people in my life that's had things happen to them. My sister, Pam, she died from leukemia. She didn't do anything to get that. 38 years old. And one day she started not feeling well. Couldn't walk right. Went to the doctor and within just a few hours discovered she had leukemia. There's other people in my life. I mean, my grandfather, Preacher Ed Spencer, 62 years old and had lymphoma and died from that. There's so many people that this happened to. My Aunt Barbara, 67, died from lung cancer. She never smoked either. So things happen to us in this life, and we often find ourselves asking God, why? Why? There's really no clear answer, but we do find in these cases, I've seen in every one of these cases I just mentioned that affects me personally, in every one of these, I've seen that God has received glory in each and every case. If you had been at my sister's funeral when that took place, it's unlike anything you'd ever seen in your life. When they played that song with her singing her own song at her own funeral, I tell you, friends, God was getting glory for that. Listen, God has a purpose for everything. And while He may not clue us in on exactly what that purpose is, what we need to understand is what He told the Apostle Paul. And He told Paul that His grace was sufficient for him. I'm wondering, when we pray, do we say things like, God, not my will, but thy will be done? Typically not. Typically, when we have something wrong, we're begging for mercy, we're begging for healing, we're begging God to help us. But when we're going through these bad trials, these hard trials, we need to remember that we need to pray that God's will be done. God's will be done. We think that this man Paul, what a powerhouse he was for the cause of Christ. And we think, well, why in the world would the Lord cause him to be this way when He's using him in such a fashion? Friends, the clue is on Paul was to keep him humble. Sometimes God has to keep us that way, humble. And He knows when we need it. Paul could have been like the average person today when they're going through something and they're trying to find an answer for it or trying to be healed or whatever it is, their situation fixed. And so they pray about it a few times and then they throw up their hands and say, well, I guess God's not going to answer my prayer. I can't serve this kind of God. I can't do this. Paul accepted what God said. God said, Paul, listen, I understand you've got this thorn in the flesh. I understand that this is miserable for you. And I know it's a problem for you. Everywhere you go, it's a problem for you. But you need to understand, there's a reason for this. My grace is sufficient for you. So when you're laying there at night and you're in pain and you're writhing around in your tent, then you need to call on my name. I'll be sufficient for you. You see, that's a lot of times we forget that. When we're struggling through something, we want to keep it all to ourselves, and we cry about it, and we go on and get all depressed and down about it. But what we need to do is say, God, your grace is sufficient for me, and pray to Him and believe it. That's what we got to do, is believe it. I'm afraid too many times we pray and we say things to God and we don't believe what we're saying and praying. We'll come and we'll pray about something, lay it down at the altar, and we say, lay it down at the Lord's feet and let Him take care of it. And we'll pray about it, come down to the altar, I've done it, come to the altar and pray, the Lord help me with this, get up and reach back and grab that same burden and throw it back up on my shoulder and walk back out the door with it in disbelief. Listen, we have to accept that sometimes God says no to our request. And He always knows what's best for us. It doesn't mean He doesn't answer prayers. He just may not answer it in the way that you think He ought to answer it. But from out of this, we can be assured that God will help us through our afflictions. He may not relieve all your pain. You may have to suffer pain. You may have to suffer loneliness. You may have to suffer hard trials in your life. But His grace is sufficient for us. I wonder, what if? You ever do that? What if? What if you lost everything? Sometimes we sing that song, Christ is All I Need. It's a wonderful song, but do we believe what we're singing? If He truly was all you had, would that be enough for you? You know, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed our next minute in life. I've known people that's been living and perfectly healthy, and in one day, they're gone. So we just don't know. We don't know what the future holds. Can we honestly say, God, I trust in you. I believe in you. I'm going to rely upon you. I'm going to let you take care of it. I'm just going to lean on you for help. Because if we are who we say we are, if we believe in Jesus the way we say we do, then we need to understand that God's grace is sufficient for us. We don't deserve it. I've already said it. Some people act that they deserve God's grace, that perhaps there's something special, and if God doesn't bless them the way he did somebody else, then they get mad about it and wonder why God's not blessing them about it. Listen, there's not a single person in this room right here tonight, myself included, that deserves God's grace. Not a single one of us. The old preachers used to say, all we deserve is to be in hell with our back broke. And that's the truth, friends. Man is only as good as the nostril of breath in his body. Isaiah 2 and 22 says, cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? See, man is here 1 minute and gone the next. Just whatever breath you hold in that in your very nostril is all you have. We're no better off than that. It is only because of God's good graces that we can be saved from not only the penalty of sin, but friends, all the things that hit us every day. And while they may be bad, you may have to go through a bad time. If you didn't have the Lord, what would you do without him? I can't imagine. There's people today that's facing so many things without God in their lives. And they're hopeless. They're helpless and hopeless. But praise God tonight, we have the Lord in our life. We have the Lord in our heart. And no matter what happens to us, we can honestly say, God, your grace is sufficient for me. I don't know why I'm going through this. God, you do. And I'm just trusting what you said in your word. And I'm believing you for what you said. And you said that your grace is sufficient. That's all that matters. Can we believe that tonight, church? Can we believe it? God's grace is sufficient. Listen, Jesus purchased our grace by dying on that cross. We don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. It's nothing but a gift of God. Listen, whatever you're going through tonight, I don't know what it is. God's there. Hebrews 13 and 5, he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Listen, God's grace is sufficient for us. Let's all bow our heads. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much for the message tonight. Lord, only you know what this message is for and who it was for. God, if no one else, Lord, it's helped me. Lord, these things that we struggle with and we don't understand. Lord, these trials we go through, the suffering, the loved ones that we see going through so many things and we are worried about them, God. Our hearts break at times. But God, will you instill within each one of us the truth that your grace truly is sufficient for us. God, of all the things in all this world that the world can offer, they're nothing, Lord, compared to your grace. God, may we believe it. May we trust it. God, we thank you and we love you. Lord, if there's one here tonight that has a need, Lord, if they lay it down at your feet tonight, help them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.